There's a great way to support the Boop Show, and that's by heading over to patreon.com/frogpants. Consider it, and thanks.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is the Boop Show, episode 174 for May 21st, 2018, with Scott and Brian. Everybody, welcome back to the Boop Show. It's me and Brian. Hi, Brian. What are you doing over there? Dancing?
I'm dancing away because I got nervous energy build up about talking about video games.
Is that what that's from, or did you have a monster right before an hour? What do you do there?
Actually, it's me trying to get hyped up. It's like, okay. Woohoo!
You're pretty jazzed. I'm excited to see how excited you are. That's great.
I tried to bring the energy.
I ate a bunch of food right before now. It's probably a bad idea.
No, probably so. What'd you have?
I had some nuts and some, had peanuts. Dry roasted peanuts.
I had nuts and more nuts.
I had double the nuts. I got pistachios. I got peanuts. I got watermelon. I mean, none of it's bad for me. Yeah, it's a fresh watermelon, man. My wife brought me some oranges, cut up oranges.
You're a fruit and nut kind
of
guy.
Oh,
huh?
and a bowl of chips.
Man, you're going to be so asleep. I'll tell you, I have no restraint when it comes to watermelon. It's just like half watermelon, sure. Whole watermelon, sure.
Yeah, I can't stop, especially if it's good. I'll just keep going. Mm. Plus, nowadays, sure. You know, we've science those up to the point that they don't have any real seeds in them anymore. They're just
just
meaty, fruity. Meaty? Could you just call it the meat of the...
Meaty, you can call it meaty. It's very meaty on the inside. Have you ever seen like paintings of how watermelons used to look way back, you know, like 1400s and that kind of thing?
No.
They look totally different, man. We genetically messed that stuff up.
Hold on. Old watermelons.
Watermelon paintings.
I don't mean to take this in such a weird direction, but I really need... Oh, look
It's important if you're playing God of War that you understand.
Is this for real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally. Fruit. We manipulate every fruit you eat today has been... It looks like nothing anyone has ever eaten in the past. It looks normal to us. Even the bananas. The original banana is gone.
Well, I have seen those. The bananas are these old husk things with nightmarish whatever going on. Oh, yeah. This is no good. No, this is no good. Who would eat this?
So good.
Who would eat this?
I bet it was so flavorful. I bet it was like... Oh. And it was probably so seedy. That was before Monsanto bought all the seeds to everything. And you just had... You could just... I'm eating the seeds and then like freak out. I'm going to grow a watermelon in my belly.
Hold on a second. Is there a thing that Monsanto bought all or gathered up all the watermelon seeds? Is that a natural?
Monsanto owns everything. You can't grow a seed barely without Monsanto owning it.
This sounds like a conspiracy theory to me. Is it?
Believe it. Believe it. Right. Next week on Unfriend Me.
I like
seed
it.
Seed talk.
If you don't like seeds, then unfriend me. All right. Hey, look at this. It's time for us to talk about the games we've been playing this weekend. Boy, howdy. It's a mix of new and old for me. New and old.
New old.
I dabbled in some things that we've already talked about, so I'm not going to bring those up again. But I did do something a little bit new this week, and the newness comes from who I'm playing it with, not the game itself, because the game came out in 2012. It is one of my all-time favorite games ever made. That would be Diablo 3. And the one thing you can say about Diablo 3, though, is once you kind of had your fill, you kind of need a break from it for a long time. And I am coming off one of those breaks, and the reason that I'm playing it again is because my daughters are all into it. They bought their own copies, and they're playing it on their
PCs.
With
their own money?
With their own hard-earned money.
Did they cut the grass?
No.
To earn that money?
They did not. They're old enough to have jobs, so they work now. And so they were like, Dad, we need to play. And I kept saying, yeah, we'll get in there. And I thought I was going to get in there and feel like, okay, here we go. Just go through the motions. I've played this game to death already. How am I going to play this anymore and find any fun? I am really happy to report that I had a blast. To the point that I played it so much late at night over, I don't know, the last 7 days or so, that this hand is killing me. I've got, and it's not my clicking hand. This is just my buttons 1 through 4 hand, and it's just murder right now. So I've overdone it. I've kicked and clicked too much, perhaps. In the world of Diablo, But anyway, it's really fun with your kids. And if you're working together and doing riffs and greater riffs and trying to get gold and money and legendaries and all the fun stuff you do in a game like this, it's turns out great little game for the whole fam damly.
Hey, fam damly, you remember the Diablos show mentioned Smidian?
Yeah, that show should come back maybe. You know what? Here's what I'm waiting for. I'm not going to do it until the big. I mean, all the rumors are pointing to a reveal at BlizzCon this year, possibly even a hint at E3. So if that happens, if it's for reals, I guarantee that thing will get dusted off and back up.
Why not? Because, I mean, Rise of the Necromancer was this, like, last year, right?
Yeah, and it was great. It's just a new character, though. I mean, there's not much. I mean, I shouldn't say it's not much.
Did you go back and play through when you got it?
I did, yeah. Yeah, and I loved it. I like him a lot. I think the Necro's great. This is a great implementation. But I'm kind of a wizard man. Basically, I play Wizard the game. That's the game I play. I like all the characters in different ways, but I always go back to the wizard. I don't know why. There's something about his rotation, about his builds, about everything about him. He's even
wizard needs peanuts.
Wizard needs two kinds of nuts. it's a really good time to get back in there, and I had a blast. So what this did, though, is this sprinkled a little bit of action RPG desire for me to pick up other stuff. And so I didn't buy these, but I already had them. And I was just like, wait, did I ever finish Grim Dawn? Did I finish that?
No, you didn't.
Well, no, I didn't. Turns out I didn't get totally done with the story, even though I really liked Grim Dawn. In fact, I supported this thing via Kickstarter when it first was announced. And the reason it was a big deal at the time is because Grim Dawn was developed by the same dudes what made Titan Quest. You remember Titan Quest?
Yes.
And Titan Quest is pretty rad. So I thought, well, you know what? Maybe that's, you know, I'll get more of that. And sure enough, when it finally came out, it's got a lot of it feels like Titan Quest. This is not a bad thing. This is a very good thing, in my opinion. And it's this weird world. It's fantasy and magic and all the stuff you expect. But it's set in like this post-apocalyptic mix of like fantasy, and then you'll find oil barrels and
pilgrims.
And there's some pilgrims, sure. But then there's like, you know, you go into a building and it's like, oh, it's an old desk with a computer monitor on it. Like it's clear. Right, this is clearly like after another civilization has come and gone.
And I like those ideas.
Oh, I do too. I love it. I mean, it's very, very Mad Max, very post-apocalyptic. And I love that kind of stuff. So. Played a ton of that back when it came out, got pretty far. And then I don't know, you get busy, you got other stuff, and I just kind of forgot where I was and what I was doing. And sometimes those games are hard because when you get back in, you're like, I don't know what my abilities were. I haven't used them in 8 months. What are they? They're just on the key. What does that do? Oh. It's a blue button. Like, you know, you forget.
Oh, yeah.
And it never happens with me in Diablo because I played that wizard so much that I basically haven't memorized, and it's like muscle memory for him. But in this game, you know, I hadn't gotten that far. I think I'm level 29 or 30. So I got back in and was reminded immediately how much I like Grim Dawn. Grim Dawn's great. So here's what I'm going to recommend to people. You're looking for fun multiplayer wackadoo, and you played the hell out of, you know, all the single player content that you could have gotten your head around with Diablo is come and gone. There are no new expansions, okay, for Diablo 3. But you still play that game with your friends, your kids, or whatever. But if you're looking for like that cool, gothic, single-player, moment-to-moment kind of story business, Grim Dawn's here to help you, give you a helping hand. Just reach down and grab you and pull you out of the muck. It's great.
I even have Grim Dawn. I can't remember. I've never played it.
It's real good.
I remember you trying to convince me to play it before, but I never did play it. Let me see if I bought it because of that. I do have one more question before you. Yeah. Exit of that.
Yeah.
So your daughters, you say, got you back into this. So was this a dream fulfilled for them that, you know, you wouldn't let them play Diablo back in the day, or was it just they just struck their fancy? Well, like, hey, I'm gonna play this now.
So when they were was Diablo 2 came out in what, 2000, something like that,
right?
That would have been the year my son was born. So the girls could care less about that stuff then. They were not really RPG players. They were, let's see, they would have only been 3 and 6.
Oh,
They were only three and six.
They weren't ready for Diablo, were they?
Yeah, they were very young in the year 2000. In the year 2000, my kids were young. So as a result, time would pass and they both got into World of Warcraft 04, 05 in that era. That's when they started to kind of get a taste for that sort of thing. But obviously that's nothing like Diablo, but we wouldn't get Diablo 3, you know, like a right. proper sequel until 2012. So that means Nick wouldn't be 12 until we'd see another one. So he was born the year the first one came out, thereabouts. And then at age 12, there's a new one. And that's how long it took Blizzard to get their crap in gear on that. And so
my kids have almost aged out. Hurry up.
I guess what I'm saying is I was never in a place where they were forbidden from playing it because they just weren't playing it, right? They didn't care. It wasn't of interest to them.
Now I was hoping to be like, no, you can't play it because it's got images of the devil.
Well, now they're into it. Oh, who cares about that? It's freaking video games. Who cares? But they're into it now because they like me, like to see the numbers go up, man. They get it. They want to whack a thing and have it go and gold and money and stuff fall out of it. Ooh, a pair of boots. Let's put those on.
Oh,
now, ooh, a pair of boots and so on and so forth. So as a result, they're perfectly suited for this sort of game now and they're way into it. So we're playing it and it's really fun together. We're all on voice comms. Taylor's at her. She doesn't live here. She's living somewhere else. She lives with her. She's married. What am I trying to say? They have a townhouse. So she lives in there.
You're in so much denial. She's living somewhere else now.
I'm still not getting used to the idea that my kids have to move out. But then the second oldest, still here. But she works during the day, and so she comes home at night. We just fire this thing up, and we just play. We get on Discord and we play, and we laugh, and we have a great time. And I teach him, you know, make sure you don't. Like lessons like. Always pick up every piece of gear, even if it's just white crappy gear, because the white crappy gear, it's kind of racist, white crappy gear you need to take back to town, and that turns into usable parts that you can use to make other stuff. Yeah, and they're like, what, Dad? I didn't know that. I've been burning all those things, or I've been selling them. Like, no, don't sell things. You want to burn them and then use them to build better, cool things. And so there's lots of, you know, Dad knows how to play Diablo moments where I help them not be dumb. So that's a good time. And then, like I say, when you want to go get your itch scratched, you know, in a similar way, but on your own, I think Grim Dawn is the thing to beat right now. I think it's freaking great.
I looked. I never purchased it. And it's still $25. Come on, man. This game's
It's a good price.
It's 2 years old. I guess it's not bad.
That's a great price. I paid $15 for it because I did the Kickstarter. So I got a good deal.
Yes.
Yeah, but it also took like 3 years to come out after the Kickstarter. So it was like, I had to wait forever. And then here's the other cool thing. They got a new expansion out called the Grubby Monkey. What is it?
Crucible Mode? No, Ashes of Maulmouth.
Ashes of Maulmouth.
Maulmouth.
And it's supposed to be real good, so that's more single-player story content. The Crucible is like a multiplayer thing. You can play co-op. You can play by yourself. You can play public games, whatever. The loot is great. It's a great thing. It's great. Play Grim Dawn. It's not but it's pretty good. All right. So, Brian, you mentioned last week that you finally, or maybe you told me off air, I can't remember, is you caved and you went and picked up God of War on the cheap. And you're still playing that deal, or what are you doing there? What do you got going there?
I didn't pick it up cheap, but I did pick it up. Oh. And speaking of picking up boots, I've been picking up boots in this game left and right, man. There's so much drops. Yeah, so many drops.
It's very Diablo-like, actually, the way that game
right.
was. Yeah.
Right. So I finally got, no story spoilers, because this game is still, it's a 30-hour game. So I'm not judging you if you haven't finished it yet, because it takes a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So look, there is one thing I want to discuss, though. Okay. I was playing this past week, and I refuse, even though there's tips like every 5 minutes on God of War, every time I die, which is a lot, a little tip will come up and go, hey, here's a tip. If you click this and this, you can do this. And then inevitably, all the tips turn into, if you click the start button in the triangle, you can lower the difficulty rating. And I'm like, shut up. I got this. I don't need no lowering difficulty ratings.
When it's in there reminding you, though, that's some AI saying, emergency on level 4. We have a player who is a dumbass and doesn't know what he's doing. What would you like to do about this? And then they suggest it. And that's what that's for. That's bad. You don't want that.
You don't want that. So I'm determined. So you know what? I was like, no, I'm not lowering the difficulty level to beat this stupid troll. I've got to steal his heart, and he keeps beating me, and it's pissing me off because we're so equally matched at this point. The loadout I had, there's no way. I was locked into the battle, okay, in God of War. I'm locked into the battle. I can't back out of it because, well, you know, if you played this particular one especially, they've got, you know, checkpoints in the battle. So, mm-hmm. you know, you'll get a bad guy down so far, and it's like, okay, here. And then so far down here. And if you die, it's okay. You just start back where he was beating him up.
Right.
So, but I didn't want to break out of that and go back and upgrade my gear and everything. I'd upgrade all the skills I could. I had everything, but we were so freaking equally matched. I got him down to like the tiniest sliver of health, like 5 times in a row. And I was just so pissed. And it kept telling me every time, it was just like a little jab. You should lower the difficulty rating. You should lower. It's like, shut up. I got this. And so I kept fighting him about 45 minutes. I was doing the same stuff, but I was trying just like little variations every time. And so I started doing my little routine. You know, I started to, you know, I threw my axe and then I called it back, and I knew he was going to throw out the, you know, the dead guys at me. And all of a sudden he just zipped across the screen and his health jumped down to like nothing. And he was just waiting for me to come killing him. I'm like, oh, come on.
Wait, you think they went soft on you there at the end?
I think they went soft on me. I mean, I don't know, but I felt a little relieved and a little cheated because I was like, yeah, I could finally move on. But wait a minute, that was crap. I know every move he was going to make because I'd been fighting him for 45 minutes. I knew exactly what he was going to do. And just him all of a sudden bouncing across the screen and just...
You know that phrase, gone soft? You know that one?
Yeah.
You think
yeah.
that's a Wiener reference? Is that a bad
one? Of course it is.
Okay.
I think it is? I know it is.
There's a lot of stuff like that in common life that's gender-oriented. Because yesterday, I had to hook up a bunch of plugs for some stuff. And right. I'm reading the instructions, and the instructions are like, all male connectors insert into female receptacles. And I kept thinking, yeah. Okay, can we just keep our wieners and vaginas out of, like, simple assembly instructions, please?
Right.
It's in everything.
Put your positive into your negative. Put your horizontal slot into your vertical slot. Oh, I hate those instructions.
I don't like those either.
I hate those.
Male and female at least is a, I mean, that's why they do it, right? It's an easily graspable thing. But, you know, it's just like these most boring instructions. Here's how to make your washer-dryer combo work the way it's supposed to. Make sure you insert your male end into your female end.
And man, will you stop being hurt for other people? Hey, let me tell you something. Is there any games that you felt like just that kind of just did that to you? Like going along and just all of a sudden said, we're going to let you win. We're tired of playing this scene over and over again.
I want to say, I know what it is. This is the ultimate version of this for me is Super Mario 3D Land. Right. And I think 3D World also did this. But if you failed... especially some of the harder stuff. Well, most of it, the first whole chunk is really easy, but fun and delightful. But then later it gets harder. Right. If you start missing any of those, I think it's like after the third miss, they just straight up give you like a full on cheat mode pickup at the top of the map. You know what I'm saying? And you get it and go, oh, okay, well now I can do anything. Yeah. And they just let you nothing will hurt you. You just let you rip through that level. So that is probably the most egregious use of it because they don't even warn you. Now, I have to admit, I've appreciated it a couple of times. Like some of those later levels on Land, the 3DS game, were a nightmare. But thanks to that mechanic, I finally got through them. But
Yeah, I mean, and God of War is really, I mean, it's a great, fun game, but really it's all about the story. So I was kind of relieved that I could move on to the next thing because I'm getting really close to the end. Mm-hmm. But I really just, you know, like I said, I just felt cheated. It felt so conflicted at that point. Also, can I just say this as well? Father's Day is coming up. I don't always get a large Father's Day gift.
But when I do,
when I do, everybody went in and they're trying to get me what I wanted, which was the God of War PS4 Pro bundle.
Oh. Right?
So we was gonna like move the other PS4, move that to one of the rooms, and was gonna add a little money here, a little money there, and it's gonna get me the God of War PS4 Pro bundle. Yeah. They're sold out.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Really hard to get.
I hate that I missed it. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but man, why is that not a Father's Day? Why don't they have those in stock? Why didn't they?
No, it's not that they don't. They want to. They're just. I mean, I hate to break it to all the Xbox fans. But you're just the thing's getting outsold. Like they just are selling a ton of PlayStations. In the case of four or pros, when somebody buys a new PlayStation, they're going straight to pro. Some people who already have PlayStations are jumping to the pro. This time of year, when you have things like Father's Day, they do sell more. Like their sales are up. So I don't know, man. That's just a success problem.
Don't think of me as some kind of spoiled child. This is by far the greatest Father's Day gift that's ever been offered me. Yeah. You know, it's usually ties and socks.
Yeah.
There but it go. Just happened to fall, and everybody's just like, God, he really likes that God of War game. I'm just like sick of hearing him talk about it.
Well, it's not as bad as, what was that one you really didn't, nobody wanted to hear you talk about again? The guy that jumped, Hank, or Action Hank.
Oh, Action Hank.
Yeah, we'll never forget about him.
So next up, what I played last week was Action Hank. I went.
By the way, Scary Thought in the chat says Diablo 3 did this, the automatic lowering of difficulty. That is incorrect.
Right.
It will suggest you can. It'll say, right. Oh, you're having trouble here. You want to knock it down? It's like a little tutorial thing, but they never force it. So whatever happened to you, Brian, I don't know what happened there. I don't know if the game was just like, F you, and took you down or not.
But I have seen a couple of glitches, though. And I was fighting two trolls not too long after that. And I got distracted because there was ice and a fire, and the fire guy was already up, and he was on deck to kill me. And like a couple of seconds later, the ice guy always pops up. Mm-hmm. Well, for some reason, where I was standing at, someone called my name. I was like, what? I'm playing God of War. And I look back and I'm like, I'm dead. You know, I figure I'm dead. There's no way. If I looked away, I'm totally dead. But I look back and the guy's just standing there. You know, yeah. with his totem over his head, and I'm like, what's he doing? Yeah. Is this some pause or something? He never moved. As long as I didn't move, he didn't move. And I started throwing my axe. He still didn't move. Nobody moved. And I was just throwing the axe and pulling it back. Throwing the axe and pulling it back. Yeah. And as soon as I stepped left, it broke loose. It was bad. But then I died, and I was like, I knew I should have kept going.
Well,
stupid glitches.
It's a tricky game, man. Glitches come.
It's a good game. It's an amazing game. It is an amazing freaking game.
I agree. I played another one that I also think is amazing, but for very different reasons. Have you heard of Super Mega Baseball before? Have you heard of this series?
Let me think. I don't know. That sounds so generic. I couldn't even tell you.
All right. Super Mega Baseball was a game, I think, PlayStation only last year or the year before. I can't remember exactly when this was. But it was honestly a little ugly. And
now, if you said Super Mega Man Baseball, I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, my hell. Can you imagine that? But it was a little bit rough around the edges in terms of art style and kind of graphics and stuff. It was okay, though. But what it had in spades was incredible gameplay. Really, right. Really, really, really fun. And I used to, when I was a kid, like RBI Baseball and freaking Ken Griffey Jr. And what's another good baseball game back then? All those kind of things. Those Tecmo Bowl style baseball games.
I like the action-based games. Baseball stuff.
Yeah, that stuff's a blast. And I used to love those games so much. And nobody's really been making great versions of that anymore. There's plenty of great simulation baseball games, like The Show that Sony puts out every year. That's, you know, real baseball. It's awesome. But it's not really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for fun, quick, boom, bam, easy controls. You know, I don't want to screw around.
You want to nail a home run for no just stupid reason.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. This is me that you're talking about. And so I'm happy to report that Super Mega Baseball 2, which came out, I want to say very end of last month or early this month, and I just didn't pick it up yet.
May 1st.
Yeah, there you go. Is out and available on Steam, PlayStation, Xbox. It really should be on Switch. It's not yet. That's dumb that it isn't there. Seriously, guys, that game's perfect for the Switch.
Do you prefer cutesy baseball or the hardcore, serious-looking?
I prefer what they give me here. Now, I don't love this art style. Reminds me of something your stoner friends would draw during detention, like big heads and kind of giant. Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's like very much like Keep on Truckin' style of art.
Oh yeah.
It's fine. The first one really bugged me because it felt really. I don't think the first one was very good that way. But the second one, much, much better. The graphics are better. The arenas are better. Everything looks really nice and shiny and good. But it's got what it needs again in spades, and that is the gameplay. Gameplay is rock freaking solid. Pitching feels really good. Hitting feels really good. Running the bases, stealing bases, knocking the pitcher on his ass with a really good hit, like infield hit, is amazing feeling. Right. It now features, instead of just couch play for multiplayer, it features online now as well. There's a ranked mode as well as just casual stuff and all that, which it really desperately needed for the first one and didn't have, but now it does.
Rank mode or ranked?
Ranked mode. I'm in rank mode all the time, trust me. I'm in rank mode right now.
Just checking.
It's awesome. So chat room says, is it worth the $30? Yes. It's absolutely. If you like that sort of thing. If what I'm talking to you about and I'm naming all these old games, you're going, oh, I didn't really like baseball video games, then don't do this. The other thing I love about this, it's not licensed teams. So it's like the San Diego Buttknockers and the you know, Baltimore shark penises or whatever. Man,
shark penises.
So I can't remember the names, but they're it's not like that. But they're all like weird names of things that are not real. And I love that, like Tecmo Bowl style where it's just fake team names is totally my jam. I'm not interested in full simulation and going, yeah, man, I got the freaking Orioles in here. No. I want the decaying frog lips or whatever they're going to be named. I want some weird ass name with a bunch of players that make, you know, are not real player names.
Right.
And they're funny and ironic names and they're just goofy. The gameplay is where it's at, though. It just is fast. It's furious. You play a five as a default. You can custom anything you want, but the default is like five innings. So it's not a full nine innings. It keeps it short. I mean, this is like, you know, this is like, it's like, hey, remember NBA Jam? Remember NFL Blitz? Remember those kinds of sports games? How about another one of those? That's what this series is.
And it's fantastic. Booty Jace in the chat room says it's free on Xbox Live right now.
Oh my gosh. If that's free on Xbox Live, people get that game. Which one? The old one or the new one?
Live. So it should propagate through all systems, correct?
Well, I mean, which version of the game?
Oh, that's a good question. Two I don't know one. That, but I will say this, that my favorite two types of games that are local co-op is going to be kart racing and baseball, because people get so angry.
Oh, they do, don't they?
It's so much fun.
Yeah, they get their cheese all up in a wad.
Oh, so much wad.
Yeah.
So much cheesy wad. That's what makes local co-op fun for me.
So
I don't like playing together with people.
No,
like
Brian's not very antisocial and would rather not do any of that stuff.
No, thanks.
I think it feels real good. There's one thing I don't understand about it, and it's the you can say how not angry, what is it? Oh, how cocky, what your ego level is for a player.
Oh.
And it means that the higher ego you have for them, the more you have to do with them if they're like in the outfield or something. So you have to do more manual play with them.
I don't know why it's funny to say manual play, but I like it.
I don't either. I don't know what's funny about that, but it's something funny.
And a little manual play going on over here.
I have yet to hit a home run, although I hit home runs all the time in the old one, the first game, so I'm sure I'll get to it. Lots of base running, scoring right now, that sort of stuff. But it's awesome. It's great. Super Mega Baseball 2 available on virtually every console except the Switch, which is a crime because it really should be there. And if they put out a version for the Switch and port it there at some point, I will probably get it there because it's stupid great, and I would play it there again.
Nice. Oh, you know what I love? I love stealing bases. That's my favorite thing to do with local co-op.
Do you do that in real life? Or you go to the
totally. I'm like lead out. It's like, where are you going, Brian?
Mm. I could see you. You're wearing a baseball hat now, but I could totally see you on a baseball diamond.
Oh, totally. I got really long legs. Yeah. I'm just a short guy.
Yeah. Well, it's all
I go
good.
Way out.
Tell me about this. You talked about it last week, didn't you? A little bit. Middle Earth. Did you talk about that?
Actually, what I talked about was Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor, and you said, "Why are you playing that old butt?" Busted game, and I said, well, shut up, right. Scott. I'm thinking about getting the new one, and this past weekend, Steam let me do just that. Free weekend of Middle Earth Shadow of War, by the way, 100 gigabyte install and download. So, half a weekend was gone right there. So, also, GameStop had it for the PS4 for $9.99 for their pro members. Mm-hmm. I got pretty excited about that, too, but I said, let me play it first. I played it, and I kind of felt like it was more of the same. I'm not saying it's not better or good. It just felt like a lot of the same, but maybe not as much story.
It's got the same Batman fighting. It's got the same Assassin's Creed world built, you know, open world stuff. But the part I don't understand about, because I haven't played it yet.
Parts of it are better. I'm going to say that.
Well,
parts
sure
of it are better.
How's the Nemesis system? How's that hold up for you?
It seemed almost exactly the same as the original. Now, I didn't get that far in, because I've had a lot more time with Shadow of Mordor than I've had with Shadow of War.
Right.
But it didn't seem like it was that much different in this instance. But I'm sure people out there have played it completely through and said, oh, yeah, Brian,
Oh, by the time you get to Brian, level, blah, blah, blah.
Listen, Brian.
Listen, man. Blah, blah,
blah. But it wasn't enough for me to go plop down, even at sale, $30, because I've seen it, like I said, I've seen it go for sale for $9.99. I've seen it on sale for $30. I'm going to let the market kind of settle down, because I'm not in a big hurry, because I still haven't finished Shadow of Mordor yet. So, you know, it's like, it's not like, I got to have it. It's brand new. It's,
I beat that game, so I am ready for this one, if I can just get a deal on it. Part of me is just, I missed the, there was a lot of negativity about the loot box crap they were doing, and now they've pulled that all out of there. So it's probably a great time to get in there. But the other thing I don't like about it, or what I think I wouldn't like, and again, I haven't tried it, so I don't know, but I'm not into the like city building management part of it, like the fortification and, you know, oh, I've heard enough, whatever, so I can have more dudes with arrows. I don't want to play that. I want to play dude running around, pull the sword out, stab a guy in the gut, visceral.
Well, there's plenty of that.
Yeah, but that's what I want. That's all I want.
Right.
So anyway.
Plenty of that. I did like that. I do like also that there was an implication, and like I said, I haven't finished Shadow Mordor, so I don't know yet, but apparently you can, I guess they went more with true orcs in Shadow of War, and apparently you can control some of them. You can become like a chief. Is that kind of what I'm looking at when I was looking at that? I didn't get that far, but I like the implication that I could be heading my own horde.
Sidian says, the fort defense stuff is one menu where you pick bonuses, then charge in with your dude and kill stuff.
Cool.
I guess so. I don't need them to make... I like a personal journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to my adventure games, I like to be dude what does the thing. And I realize what he's saying, and he's right. But I don't like this whole, and now we're going to back the camera out and look at the big, larger place. Now you're like RTS man. Put me back in the dude's pants.
City does say it gets more complex in the end game, so that's what I'm hoping for. But I think I'm okay right now where I'm at until everything settles down.
Yeah. So there you go. From baseball, we go to Shadow of War, and now we return to Book of Demons.
Book of Demons.
Book of Demons. Now, if you never heard of Book of Demons, Book of Demons, bucket of
Book of Demon,
bucket of chicken.
Didn't they have the Book of Demons in Ghostbusters? Isn't that what Ray had? No. Did he have that in the bookstore?
I don't know. Did they?
No.
Is that a thing? Maybe. I don't remember that.
Spirit's Tobin Guide had that one. I know that.
No, I have no idea. Well, no. I can tell you this. Book of Demons is this game.
And it looks like...
It looks like everything's made of paper. Oh. So if you look at it, all the little... the whole world's like paper craft.
Oh, I like this.
Which is pretty cool, right? All the trees and this. Look at this guy in this. The chat room seeing this video. You make a dude right now. They started with only one class. It's in early access. They've added a ton since then. So you can be a kind of a warrior dude, or you can be an archer, or you can be a magic guy. And when you choose him, it's just like a paper cardboard version of what I just described.
It's almost like they took like a board game and said, if you had really good origami skills, this was what it could be like.
Kind of, yes. They are very origamish. That's a good way to put it. When you go into the world, you get random levels and abilities. Is there a demo? You should try it.
A demo.
I know you like those demos. There's a town where there is an absolute, total, and complete Deckard Cain ripoff in this town.
Ah!
The guy with the beard in the front there by the thing is literally, when you click him, goes, "Welcome to the town! Stay a while and pay attention," instead of listen or something. Like, he's totally, it's almost like a parody of him, and I think I kind of appreciate it. I don't hate it. But anyway, you collect these cards as loot, and the cards behave like your abilities. So it's really not that big a deal in terms of the cards. It's just like you're collecting abilities. So if you throw a fireball, that's an ability you can put on your bar, and that comes in the form of this card, and sometimes they have charges, so you have to refill them or whatever. You have mana, you have health, and you go into the dungeons, which look a lot like what you'd expect from a dungeon. Let me skip ahead, chat, and you can see what this looks like. You go into the dungeon, you walk down these paths, and you fight.
Lo and behold.
You fight dudes, and you do it Diablo style, but you're doing it again with this like paper guy, and you're killing paper-based enemies.
Right.
And you're opening chests.
Do they like burn? Like when you hit them? Like
they some of them burn. Some of them explode in pieces of paper everywhere. Some are made out of poison. When they explode, poison goes everywhere. Some are frozen. There's a
so
leap.
They bought into this theme. I like it.
Oh, this is full on. It's paper Diablo. I'm not kidding.
Right.
Like straight up, that's what it is. It's got a little more of a sense of humor. It's kind of a hoot. I love it.
It's getting very positive reviews.
Yeah, people like it. People like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's well received, well regarded. Let's put it that way.
I got a demo, and it's only 450 megabytes, which seems like a breeze after my 100 gigabyte download of Shadow of War.
There you go. I think you'd like it. I like it a lot.
I'm already downloading the demo now, so if I start glitch, you know why.
I forgot. There's another cool thing you can do. You can go in.
Yeah.
And you can set how long you want your playthrough to be. So you can say, ooh, oh, man, I've only got like 8 minutes before I have to get the kids or something. Right. You can say that, and it will build you a dungeon run that is completely procedurally generated, totally random.
Well, you're running a tight schedule over there. Well, I got 8 minutes.
You can go as short as that.
What am I going to do with it?
You can go as short as 8 minutes, but you can go as long as much longer. Like, you know, here, I want this to be a 30-minute session or whatever.
Right.
So you can do these short bursts, longer bursts, whatever you want to do. They give you a lot of options for that. Eventually, you're going to want to kill this big Diablo-like character who's a giant demon that lives in hell. I mean, it's totally riffing on Diablo. There's no question.
Right.
And it's lovingly so. It doesn't feel like they don't have original ideas. It feels like this is a literally a love letter because it feels like it's made out of paper. It's real good.
Yeah.
I think you guys would dig it.
It looks good.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. I think you'd like it a lot. Hey, if any of you in the chat, I see a few people talking back and forth about Super Mega Baseball. If you guys get that and we want to get some community games going, I'd play that, dude. I would love to play some of you guys in that.
Hey, as long as we're talking about the devil.
Oh, sweet. More devil?
Yeah. So I picked up, I guess it's not really the devil, but I did pick up a mobile game. There's one other PC game I definitely want to talk about, but I want to talk about real quick this fantastic, cute little game I picked up called Miracle Merchant.
Oh, I love that game. I have
you
that.
Played it?
I
love
my
iPhone. It.
It's amazing. Yeah.
So it's a potion brewing card game where you have a little store and you're this weird little creature that looks like something out of, I don't know, something like Rocco's Modern Life or if more recently like Camp Lazlo. Mm-hmm. It's got that kind of, you know, kind of kooky looking, odd shaped characters, all colorful. And it's just, I like how chill it is because, you know, you have a little character pop up and he's like, I'm looking for this. He doesn't actually say anything. He's just got like a little bubble over his head that shows you what potion they're looking for. And you put it together and you just have no clue. You have no idea what you're going to make,
yeah,
right?
The same guys that made Card Thief. They also made, what's the other one? It's very similar. It's four cards and you do random dungeon runs and I forgot the name of it. Dungeon.
Right.
Dungeon
Carter.
Quest Carter. I don't know.
Cards of Dungeons.
Something like that. It's a very cool game. The art style is awesome. And I really like Miracle Agent like a lot.
Yeah, Miracle Agent or Miracle Merchant?
Miracle Merchant. I keep saying agent. It's merchant.
Miracle Merchant.
Yeah.
That's because agent is hard to say.
So he's like a little dude. Chat room, you can see the video. A little dude comes up and says, I need these two ingredients to be a part of stuff. Mainly, I need yellow, so there has to be yellow involved. Mm-hmm. But if you can, put in the red, and that'll be a bonus to you. So then you build these potions and try not to die because, that guy just died. Because you have these negative ones too, so that you end up with the right number of cards and have the math all work out. It's a little not complicated, but once you hit it, you go, oh, okay, I get it. But then it's hard to explain to other people.
Each card has a score point and has like, you know, a value. And as you put more cards in and match them the way they suggest, that point value goes up. But there's also evil cards which knock it down, and you have to have at least 1 point for the total potion to work to be able to sell it off. But sometimes they want evil parts to the potion, so you have to kind of balance all that together. Mm-hmm. It's not really a complicated game. There is actually a lot of instructions though when you're first starting. I'm like, oh man, I just read this, and I'm going to read this, and oh my god. But once I started, it was like, oh yeah, oh this is, it's not no problem at all.
Yeah,
very fun.
Not a big
so
deal.
So cute.
It's a great game.
I want to see a cartoon. I want to see a literal animated cartoon with these characters. I love whoever the artist is. I haven't dug it up yet, but I love what they got going on. Art by Thomas Wellman.
Yeah, it's super.
And it's kind of got like a more recently, more like an Adventure Time. Kind of look
that
to it.
Kind of style. Sure.
Yeah,
it's a neat game. I like it. Miracle Agent. Miracle Merchant.
Miracle Merchant.
It's on
People
iOS
are
and Android.
So frustrated.
Miracle Agent. I can't find it anywhere.
You can get it on Android and iOS, and it's what, like $1.99 or something? It's totally
worth it's free if for a certain amount of play.
Oh, is that what how they do it over there?
Yeah, and then it's $1.99 afterwards. It's a no-brainer, $1.99. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, every game they make, I just buy sight unseen because everything they've made has been great. Card Thief is still great.
It's a
great game. I can't wait to see what they do next. All right. A couple of things I picked up and didn't play. I picked up something called Animal Super Squad. It actually came from the developer. It's basically you and a chicken, and you're trying to do Meat Boy-style survival stuff with a chicken. And I have not played enough to say whether or not I like it. I think so far it's pretty cute and interesting, but I haven't played enough. I also picked up Project High Rise on Steam. It was only $5. I don't know if that deal's still going, but it's worth getting if you can get it for that. It's basically like a Sim Tower, but for a modern era. It's really good. I like that. And then I picked up something called Far Lone Sails. Actually, that was also sent by the developer. And I was going to play this and didn't, but you also got it and you played it. So tell me about Far Lone Sails, which to me looks like Inside or something like that, except with a boat.
Interesting. So yeah, it's kind of like that. So the boat is kind of like an upside down boat. Okay, so you're a little kid, literally on the screen, you're so small, just like on Limbo and different games like that. You're a teeny, bitty, teeny person, and you're wearing a little red rain slicker. And what the goal of the game is very simple. You want to get from the left side of the screen to the furthest possible side on the right-hand side of the screen. That journey takes you around 4 hours.
Good Lord, that's all? That's a short game.
It is a short game. That's the only thing it's the only thing I can ding this game for. They have been giving out a lot of developer copies and, you know, review copies for people to review. But they have started a little bit high on the price. I think it's around $14.99, which is kind of high for a four-hour game. But I'm telling you, game is fantastic. If they adjust the price down to like $9.99, oh my God, this is a great experience. I played it for 30 minutes, and I was like, okay, I don't have time to finish this now. I'm going to come back to it. And I finished the second sitting completely, one sitting, just so much fun.
It's really pretty.
It's a beautiful game. It's a real beautiful game. The essential game mechanics are figuring out puzzles on how to get this ship that you saw, and it runs on steam and wind. And as you go along with your little steam wind engine, and it goes to the right and it rolls along with these big giant wheels, you have to collect a fuel source, like usually like little blocks and different things. And as you go along, you also get to upgrade your ship, but in a very organic way. It's not like you fill up a menu and you go, oh, I'm going to pick this and this and this. No, it's more like in line. You come up to a particular task, a puzzle, and you complete it, or in the trying to complete it, something gets added to your ship that allows you to complete that task. And by the time you get to the end of it, your ship's, you know, just pretty large and in charge, and it's just something. It's like the rewards are just spaced just right. So it's like, okay, puzzle reward. It felt really good. It's a beautiful game to play. It's got a great atmospheric soundtrack to it, and
I'm watching play it is terrible at playing it.
Someone asked me that day. Actually, it was Velvet Lip. He said I said, hey, you know, I played this great game, and he's all like, oh, we should have streamed it. I'm like, no, you don't want this is not one of those games that you want anybody to watch you do, because it's a lot of, it's like, oh shit, oh no, look, what am I doing over here? Wait. You know, running back and forth. And it's kind of like, what was that, FTL, where you had to kind of like manage everything in the ship and you kept having to run your characters around. Well, there's only one character in this place, but there's a lot of management you have to take care of
in the
game.
Wow, look at the background on this. This is something.
Oh, it is so immersive. I really wanted to go on longer, but I think probably 4 hours is probably about the right length of time before you would get like, oh my God, is this going on? I don't know. When I got through, I actually did feel like I want to play a little bit more. And I did. I started back over.
Sometimes I appreciate a game that knows not to stay too long. You know, it's like a guy comes to your house and never leaves. You know, I like games to know when their time is up.
And there's a story being told. It's not, it doesn't beat you over the head with it. It's very subtle. But it does have to do with how you're in your current situation. And if you look really hard, that story will reveal itself. And like I said, I've been very impressed with the game.
Other than, like I said, other than the price for the time of gameplay.
Man, this stark, like, post-apocalyptic view of this world is so cool looking.
It is.
All right, I'm going to play it.
You will love it. I'm telling you, it's like Mad Max, but, like, in slow speed. I mean, it's not like, because you're constantly trying to find fuel, because that's always your thing. It's like, oh, I got to get the fuel. I got to get to the next thing. Another thing I'm really impressed with, I am super impressed that I did not get stuck anywhere. This game was well reviewed. They went through for bugs, something terrific.
Really? That's
good. I never got stuck. I was like, oh, because there was a couple of times I'm like, oh, I don't want to go over there, because if I get stuck between that object and that object, there's no way I'm going to be able to get out. And they had a way out every time.
That's great.
And so never got stuck, which is amazing for somebody who falls in Wailing's Caverns like 600 times.
Yeah, Brian's still got a Torrent Hunter laying at the bottom of that cavern somewhere. Great. It's true. The Lucas Light says, when you want Scott to play something, always compare it to Mad Max in some way. It kind of works on me.
Did you see Mad Max was on the PlayStation 4?
For free, yeah.
Yeah.
I already own that on the PC, but I love that game. It's great. Came out in 2015. Mm. Came out the year that movie did. And here's the other thing. I don't know. We talked about this last week. Did we talk about Rage 2 getting announced?
We did not, because that happened between the last time we had the show.
So here's,
it didn't get announced. It got leaked, right?
Well, leaked. And then they got announced. Yeah, and then they leaned into it. But here's what's interesting about that announcement. First of all, Rage 2, the sequel nobody was asking for. Right. But now I want one, because it's Avalanche Studios. They made what's those games? Just Cause 1 through 3.
Oh, okay.
They made the first Mad Max game, the one I'm talking about, the one that's free on PlayStation right now. And I think they were probably working on another Mad Max property, because they're all tied up in lawsuits because they can't make movies right now. And I just have this feeling Bethesda went to those guys and said, hey, you want to use all your thing and let's make a Rage 2 game? And they said, sure. The fact that this is Avalanche making this game has me very, very, very excited. So I'm actually way on board with the Rage sequel. Minute I heard they were involved, because I really like their stuff.
I'm with you, though. I had no desire to ask for a Rage 2, but now they've mentioned it, I'm like, well, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird, because, I mean, Rage 1 was an id Software joint, which that was right around the time they were purchased by Bethesda, I want to say. John Carmack was still there. Hadn't run off to Oculus and now Facebook. So that was an id Tech joint. It still may be id Tech Engine. I don't know, actually. I have no idea. But it's Avalanche Studios, completely separate studio, doing the development on it, and Bethesda's just publishing. But it looks fantastic.
Fantastic.
All right. Hey, guys, guess what? It's time to play Guess My Game. Do we have a thing?
I don't like Steam.
There's our intro.
That's right. I also don't like the other thing.
Yeah, whatever the other thing is. Let's play Guess My Game. I'm going to start. Brian, let's see if you can guess this arcade classic.
I like your challenge first, because it says guess my game under Scott's notes. You willin' ever get this?
I willin' ever. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I meant you will never. I said there's a space in the wrong place. Here we go. There you go. You will never get this, but you might. I don't know. I played this fifth. I would always be late for fifth period in high school, because I would get stuck playing this in the mall.
And interesting.
I'd be late for school, because that's how much I liked it. Me and my buddy Mark would play this for hours and hours and hours. Put a lot of quarters into this. Yep.
I remember Mark.
Mark. Oh, remember Mark? Same. Yeah. Same Mark that was on ELR a couple times. Yeah. That's the guy. Yeah. Here is that. You see if you can guess it. And let it go for a bit, because some of these sounds are important. It's a little long.
It is. I know that part.
Okay, wait for this last part.
It's definitely a racing game of some sort.
Oh, yeah. You'd be right about that.
And I hear the radio.
Oh, that music. Okay. Any ideas? Chat rooms. No one in the chat room's got it yet. It's not pole position.
Really?
Lots of pole position and Rad Racer guesses.
Oh yeah, definitely is not pole position.
Nope.
It did kind of sound like Rad Racing. I could see that, but is it?
Not Outrun.
It's not Outrun.
Nope.
Because that's where I was gonna go.
Nope.
So it's not Outrun. So is it California Dreamin'?
Nope. I'll give you a hint. It is top down.
Oh. Is this like Spy Hunter 2 or something?
No, but that's the era. So uh-huh. And the way the arcade machine would show up is, Lodvar says, horrible sounding racing game? You're correct. it's arcade, so it's not Road Rash. That was console only.
Yeah.
It was an arcade machine that was like top-down view, little tiny cars,
right.
Tracks they were on, and then if you had the four-player mode, it was like a single standing unit, and it had a steering wheel, brakes, and a shifter on four sides of the cabinet.
Oh, wait. I think I remember this game. I know what you're talking about.
Jimmy Two Times is getting there. He's close.
What the crap was it? Oh, I can see it.
Maybe
I used to love to play this game, too.
Yeah, we played the hell out of it.
Oh, so much. It was just so much fun spinning those cars around on that. Oh.
Yeah, and you could spin the wheel.
Yeah,
and spin the wheel. Do like a what's that called? Drift. He'd drift all the way around. Drift.
Yeah, yeah.
The game.
We used to play it.
Okay, go ahead.
Wow. I can't remember. I can see the game. I can see the graphics, but I can't see the name.
It may have even been, some of these guys are naming names that may have been things that came later. Like Jimmy Two Times is saying Super Off-Road. That might be a sequel.
Yeah, Super Off-Road is kind of like that. Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. But this is the original Super Sprint. It was called
Super Sprint.
Yeah, and I
don't remember it being called Super Sprint.
Love
it. I think we just called it that stupid game. Come on, let's race. I think we call it Come On, Let's Race.
Come on, let's race. I mean, Fastidious in the chat says Race Car Driver. Nope.
Yes, Race Car Driver.
Very generic. Anyway, I like that game a lot. Played it like crazy, and that was my game today. Brian, I'm going to play your clip. I have no idea what this is. So here it goes. I know that you said there's a couple of parts to this.
Yeah, you play the first little bit, and like it'll get repetitive after about maybe 20 or 30 seconds, and then you can fast forward to like a minute 10.
All right, here we go. Oh, this is really familiar. Give me a year range. What decade?
That would be the 90s.
Okay. Oh, that burp, 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 burp is so familiar to me.
Fast forward to
I'll find it. Here we go. I got it.
110.
Is this NARC?
Yeah.
It's not NARC.
Okay. Yeah. No. But you're in the kind of right.
I'm in the right category of game. Yeah,
I wouldn't necessarily say you're necessarily in the right category, but somewhere in the you're closer than what I thought you would have gotten.
Is this Final Fight?
I tell you what, it's a light gun. Does that tell you anything?
Oh! It's either Virtua Cop.
There you go. Not is it Virtua Cock, but Virtua Cop. Yes, you got it.
It's Virtua Cock. No, that's it. Virtua Cop.
That was it.
Oh man, I feel good about that.
You should feel good. That was awesome.
Yeah, I did all right. I'm surprised I got it. Yeah, Virtua Cock. It's like three polygons.
If somebody doesn't suggest. Oh, they just suggested it, but it needs to be a suggestion for the title. We'll see.
You know what? It was immediately familiar because I had the home version of this on the probably Dreamcast or Saturn or something.
I played on the Saturn.
And I listened to it all the time, so I knew this music, but what's missing from this, and it's good that it's missing because it sucks, is the voice work in those games are terrible. Yeah. So, like, it'd be going along, and you'd hear that great music, but then you'd hear, reload, reload, and that guy, you know?
Who's That's always... why I didn't put that in there, because I was like, that'd be too easy.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I loved playing that. Virtual Cop was great. Freaking all those, forgot the name of his studio, but all those games, that guy at Sega was making all the virtual games, which is such a cool time. Love that.
That was Yu Suzuki.
Yu Suzuki, that's right. who's busy now making Shenmue 3, which got bumped to 2019. So looking forward to not playing.
I didn't know there was a Virtual Cop 3.
No, Shenmue 3. Shenmue.
No, there's a Virtual Cop 3 as well.
Oh, what?
I didn't know that. Shut I did not get a. Up. Gotta check this out. What did it come on this?
There is a 3.
It was an arcade game. No. This is after my time, apparently. Yeah. 2003.
Yeah, I never saw this. Let's see. Virtual Cop 3. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah. Look at the music.
Yeah! Hard Mission.
Oh, Japanese arcade games are the freaking best. Okay, let's see what we get here. Oh, there's some story. There's some guys swimming. Why are there... There's, okay, I'm skipping it. Let's skip way ahead. I can't see anything. It's dark in here. Okay. Yeah, it's like just the same. It's the same game. It's just some future-y hoo-ha.
Yeah, just a little. Yep.
Well, all right.
Just a little redesign.
Good stuff. that was awesome. I don't know why I had so much fun with that this time, but I did. That means it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to head into this area. Time for us to talk about the big news story of the week. Epic Games is. I don't know if we talked about. Did we talk about Cliffy B and all that? We probably didn't. It's too depressing. I don't want to talk about
it. We didn't hit that. No,
it's depressing. I mean, it's cool. It's fine. Whatever. Sometimes companies don't work out, but I feel bad that all those people...
Actually, we did. I think we might have mentioned it. Oh, what did we
mention it? It may have been...
I thought maybe we did on TMS, but maybe we did mention it.
The Lucas Light says, I'm going to blow y'all's mind. Shenmue was never good. No, you're right. It was never good. It was very... it was very... different and new for what it was when it was. I'll give them credit for that. But it wasn't good. It was never good. I'm with him 100%. Do not care about Shenmue. Anyway, we're going to get emails about that. Epic is putting $100 million. That's right, you heard me. $100 million. That's 100,000,000.
$100
million. Okay, I just want to make clear how much money that is. All right?
Crazy.
That's a lot of money.
Kids are not going to be cutting grass this summer.
No.
All they're going to be doing is playing Fortnite.
Yeah. It's Fortnite's first year of esports tournaments is what they're paying for. Epic Games is going to kickstart this year of competitive tournaments with $100 million worth of prize pools. The company announced today this massive sum of money will help prize pools for a number of different Fortnite competitors throughout the 2018-2019 season, says Epic. The company has not yet specified when the season play will begin. It said last month that it plans to hold a 100-person tournament during E3 in June called Fortnite Party Royale. I don't like that name. It's dumb.
I don't either, but whatever.
Epic did not get into specific tournaments or possible formats, but the company did include a hint that it's looking outside of the box of traditional esports for inspiration. Quote, we're getting behind competitive play in a big way, but our approach will be different. We plan to be more inclusive and focused on the joy of playing and watching the game, said Epic. $100 million, though. I'm thinking Fortnite might be making real money.
Right, I am too. And you know what else this reminds me of? It reminds me of all those times that game companies have made money in the past and made some kind of crazy offer to the public. And of course, I remember what came of that kind of nonsense. Mm-hmm. The Wizard from 1989 mm-hmm. with Fred Savage. I would like to see a reboot, please.
Yeah, let's get that going.
I would like to see him, Fred Savage, come back to redo his role.
He used to be the dad, and he's got his son in this now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
He's like our age, that guy. He could do that.
He may be younger.
He might be a little younger. Not much, though.
Not much.
Yeah, he directs now.
5 minutes.
Does a lot of writing and directing.
He does.
Yeah. There you go. That's that information. Hey, I had a quick email here. You want one of these? This is a good one.
Give me something.
Before we do that, you want to do these giveaways? Should we give away people?
Oh my goodness, we should give away some stuff because Velvet Lip sent me some codes, and we should totally give them away.
All right, now I'm gonna set up the. I thought I was logged in. Hold on, I have a way to. Okay, there we go. I have a way to do giveaways that is completely 100% random and not biased, and I'm doing it through the Nightbot. Which means
as far as you know, you don't know the bot might be biased.
Well, the chat room doesn't have to do anything. AI. They just have to sit there and take it. Okay, so they don't have to do anything. But I'm gonna go ahead and roll the dice. In fact, I'll even show you the video as I do it, so you can see that there's no chicanery going on here. I'm hitting the button. Roll it. Shankbuster, you have won the giveaway. Shankbuster, if you are there, you got to reply. Oh, he did. He replied. So that means Brian will send you a code. He'll do it as a private message here shortly. Brian, if you don't mind, cut and paste that over to them. That'd be great.
We didn't tell you what you was getting, but today's winner is getting Insurgency, unless you would prefer to have Skullgirls.
Yeah, which do you prefer? He can say really quick. Do you want to be Insurgency or Skullgirls? You get to choose, Shankbuster. And now, see, now that we're on low latency mode, he'll hear this in like seconds. But except,
Shank
he has,
it.
Except he still has to decide.
Oh, okay.
Skullgirls is good. So is the other one. Okay, Insurgency says. So that's what he's
perfect.
Getting.
You're getting it.
Now Skullgirls goes to Zephariah. Zephariah, you're the big winner. Reply in the chat so that it confirms that you are who you are. You don't have to say anything much, just words. You can say bah, or whatever you want. And you win. Zephariah. And if he's in the shitter right now, we can do it again for somebody else. He might be in the shitter. It's entirely possible that he's in the shitter. No,
it happens to the best of us.
I give him another 10 seconds. Oh, he is. He says the LOL yay. He's there. All right. Zephariah wins. Congratulations, Zephariah. You've done it. You've done it. Boy, Zephariah, what a cool name that is.
Jeez. I love that name.
Yeah, that's badass. By the way, Twitch.
My name is so boring. Brian.
You're whatever. You're in like the top 20 name picks for boys. Well done. Congratulations. And again, thanks, Velvet Tip, for those. Just the tip. We appreciate it. All right. Here's an email from Ninja Steve, who sent an email in to us at boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. And he says, my question for you two gamer gurus is this. Really, gamer gurus? That's what we are now? Really? Are we? Really?
I'll take it.
Are
I'll
we, though? It. Are we?
Welcome to the top of the mountain. Here are the games you should play.
Now I will kick you off with my foot on your forehead. Sony has been known to have phenomenal console exclusives, which is why I bought a PlayStation. What are some games slash franchises a person new to the Sony ecosystem should absolutely play? Note, I have played and beaten God of War and have started a deep dive into the Uncharted series. Thanks for all you're doing, Ninja Steve. Well, aside from those two, they would be my immediate recommendations. The Uncharted series is fantastic. If you're getting a PS4, can you get 2 and 3 on PS4? I don't know if you can.
Actually. Right.
Those are both great games also.
That's a good question, yeah.
First one was okay. I think 2 and 3 were stellar. I think 4 is amazing. And also that new one that's like the standalone with the two ladies. What's it called? Uncharted.
The standalone with the two ladies.
Uncharted double ladies. Two ladies in an Uncharted. I don't know.
I'm trying to pull my brain around what you're talking about, but I...
Yeah. Oh, they've got Uncharted Remastered includes 1 through 3. Okay, so that's available, and that definitely should be played. Lost Legacy is the other one. Thank you, chat room, for helping me out there. Next, I would put on the list another exclusive is the Horizon Zero Dawn game.
Yeah.
Which will likely end up being a series. That's freaking fantastic. Incredible game. Oh, gosh. My brain just went dead. Sony. What else you got there, Sony?
Man, you really mentioned the best ones that are just exclusive.
I mean, they're the ones.
I keep popping in and out of things that are not necessarily the whole series is exclusive.
Yeah, for some reason my brain's going blank. They have other exclusives that are fantastic. People like GT Sport, but I don't know, not really my bag. Oh, Bloodborne was great. Bloodborne was exclusive. That's a really good game.
Is it still though?
Oh yeah. I think it was Bloodborne. You know what? That's ringing a bell that there was some port happening.
Right. So many things kind of bust outside that ecosystem.
Let's see.
Croc. You should really get Croc. Get yourself a PlayStation 1.
Oh, Bloodborne 2. That's what I was thinking of. Bloodborne 2 is coming out. They're showing it at E3. It doesn't say whether it's PlayStation exclusive. Anyway, that upcoming Spider-Man game looks amazing. Oh, someone just said that in there. Infamous Second Son was really good. I agree. The Infamous games are good.
Right.
I think that's probably enough to get them started. Absolutely. I know there's other things, but exclusives, they're really strong on exclusive first-party stuff. And then since they're lead platform, they tend to kind of have the best ports of third-party. So there's that. It's like the 360 era for at least in the States. That's you would always, if you wanted the best third-party version of the game, you'd always go 360. It's kind of flipped the other way now, but whatever. There you go.
It's just a generation, people. Next generation, it'll be wherever.
Sounds like Ninja Steve getting into some good stuff. Best of luck. He's in the chat room today as well. You're going to do good things, man. Good things. Quick note, Velvet Tip asks, and I wanted to mention this anyway, will we be doing our E3 coverage this year with Patrick? Yes, that's the plan. when and which sessions and who will be there, and John and everybody who's always involved, like, how will that all work? I don't know yet. We're still working on that. But I guarantee, especially for the major, what do you call them? The major press conferences,
right?
There'll be coverage of some point, some part by all of us. And we really like doing that stuff. So
a lot of fun. I like doing the things with Patrick.
Yeah. I like when he gets tired and super laggy and cranky and sweary.
Which is just about the whole time because
we're jerks. It's the whole time. Yeah, we are jerks. That's true. This is all true. Everything you say is true. That's it for emails. Again, boopshow@gmail.com. And of course, if you go to the website over at frogpants.com/boop, you can message us there. There's also comments on the blog now, which we'll be adding for this episode today. So if you want to take the conversation over there, we'll be checking that stuff as well. We have Reddit pages, all that stuff, which we'll, of course, get to in a second. Speaking of which, thanks all for listening. Frogpants.com/BOOP. That's right. On Twitter @boopshow. Boopshow.reddit.com. Again, all of it linked at frogpants.com/boop. I recommend you do that. If you want to be more involved in the show, join our Discord group. All that fun stuff. Brian, anything else? Am I forgetting anything?
I think that's about it. Let's see. What am I playing next week? It's a good darn question.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be Book of Demons demo.
No, that's great. Nothing wrong with that.
Good play that. I'm going to play that. And there was one other game I was wanting to play, too. What was it? I can't remember what it was now.
Horseborn.
I can't remember.
No, it's not a game called Horseborn. Okay.
No. Oh, I did play Divide by Sheep, but I didn't talk about it. But I'll play it more and let you know.
Catalube Tube or whatever. Lube My Tube says. He says, by the way, Grim Dawn is on sale on the Humble Bundle store right now. So maybe there's a better way to get that.
Oh, wow. Look at it. Also, if you do listen to the show and have forgotten, istthereanydeal.com is a great place to look at current prices on games and their gaming price history on a lot of places.
I agree.
It's how I get my deals.
Yeah, always get your deals the way Brian gets his deals, which is the best way to get your deals. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back for more next week right here on The Boop Show. Until then, everybody listening to my voice, have a great week. Play lots of video games. And we'll see you next time.
Virtua cock! Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.